Today, YouTube lets marketers peer into some previously secret data. New Twitter rules may keep your company's lawyers busy. Are B2B marketers next in line for the creator economy? Google's ad platform gains some rich competitor insights. And on the Premium Podcast, more stories, no ads, and expert live streams. Three reasons the world's largest e-commerce platform completely bombed at live stream shopping. It's Wednesday, December 1st, 2021. Happy beginning of summer, South Africa. I'm Todd Maffin from EngageQ Digital, and here's what you missed today in Digital Marketing, episode 517. YouTube is testing a new experimental tool that will help marketers with content planning by exposing data it previously kept for itself. With the forthcoming Search Insights, you'll be able to view data on the search queries that led viewers to your videos, or query data from across YouTube's entire audience. You'll be able to see specifically which terms were searched for in the last 20 days and the number of views a given search term drove for your brand's channel over the last 28 days. The company is also testing a new concept called content gaps for when a user can't find the content they're looking for. And when you get this feature, which is currently in testing, you will see two new tabs under Analytics, then Research. They're called Your Viewers Searches and Searches Across YouTube. The company has not provided a date for a full rollout. The infamous Facebook Papers got a lot of attention over how Meta's products are influencing mental health and body image and so on. But until now, not a lot of attention has been paid to the parts of those documents involving its ad platform. Forbes has an article up today explaining how the Facebook Papers offer some insight into the company's ad business. According to the article, if you want to make a cheap ad, make people angry with it. Facebook's ads ended up being priced partially based on the likelihood that users would engage with them. In one sort of funny section of the Facebook Papers, it describes a series of messages between a brand rep of a healthcare organization and their Facebook rep, in which the brand asks Facebook to remove the ability for people to use the angry reaction on their ad. This is a brand that was spending $2,500 a day on ads, by the way. The ad in question had 75 reactions, only five of them even used angry, but I guess that was enough. Quoting the whistleblower who released these documents, "We have seen over and over in Facebook's research, it is easier to provoke people to anger than to empathy or compassion, and so we are literally subsidizing hate on these platforms," unquote. How Facebook handles politics has always been one of the biggest revelations about its advertising business. A not-so-surprising finding from the papers is that people hate political ads. Users who were flooded with political ads were less happy with the platform and just as likely to close them as they would non-political ads. Users, by the way, close out of sexually suggestive or scammy ads at similar rates to politics. As well, the documents show how Facebook's political ad preferences struggled with transparency. Apparently, at one point, the company discovered that a Facebook page associated with a cluster of right-wing pages had purchased ads that appeared to support liberal causes without identifying themselves. The Forbes article is titled "What the Facebook Papers Reveal About the Social Network's Advertising Business" and is definitely worth a read. A new policy from Twitter might affect the way you handle photo shoots for your brand in the future. The company this week updated its private information policy on the unauthorized use of private media. According to the new rules, you will need to have the permission of every person included in a video or image that you tweet. And no, that policy was not there before. Until now, it just prohibited doxing information like personal phone numbers, street addresses, and so on. Quoting from Twitter's updated policy, "You may not share private media, such as images or videos of private individuals, without their consent. However, we recognize there are instances where users may share images or videos of private individuals who are not public figures as part of a newsworthy event, or to further public discourse on issues or events of public interest. In such cases, we may allow the media to remain on the platform," unquote. What this means for you as a marketer is that if you have people in your photos or videos and they don't want to be there, they now have an avenue to follow to get Twitter to take your tweet down. So be extra careful with getting release forms signed by people if you plan to tweet an image or video of them. an innovative shopping experience for a 351-year-old Canadian brand. The Bay has announced The Bay at Stacked. Stacked is the largest shipping container market in Canada. It's literally a market made out of shipping containers. The Bay calls this an immersive shopping experience, which is a term that pretty much everyone is using these days. The company says they designed it to feel like you're stepping into its website in real life. The shop is literally inside a shipping container. It features items from the company's holiday gift guide. Here's a bit from their announcement. Quote, utilizing the retailer's see-it, scan-it, ship-it technology, the Bay at Stacked offers market-goers more than 50 curated brands to shop across categories, including marketplace sellers, by simply scanning a QR code and checking out. Product is then shipped directly to the customer's home, no carrying bags, while you go about the rest of your day. Some useful tools for marketers are rolling out on LinkedIn, tools that may blur the lines between being a B2B marketer and a creator. The company has announced that users with creator mode enabled will now have access to live video and newsletters. Live video on LinkedIn. It's the same concept as all the other platforms that offer this feature. You can broadcast live and interact with your audience. Yes, it has been there before, but it was a lot more limited in terms of who could use it. By using LinkedIn's newsletter, you'll be able to distribute content while ensuring it is seen by automated emails and in-app notifications. This update will be rolled out gradually throughout the month. A couple of small updates may be on their way soon from Google Ads. First, competitive visibility reports. This is, of course, still in beta testing. According to Google, this new report will help you compare your visibility across shopping ads and free listings based on displayed impressions on product category level performance. It covers three metrics. Relative visibility. This shows how often your competitors' offers are shown compared to your offers. Page overlap rate. This describes how frequently competing retailers' offers are shown together with your offers on the same page. And higher position rate. This will show how often a competitor's offer got placed in a higher position on the page than your offer. Second update is that Google has added new features to its Performance Planner forecasting tool. Here's what's new. The ability to add previously ineligible campaigns to your plan by using past performance or adding manual forecasts to plan across your entire account. New suggested changes column. This column displays the suggested budget and bid recommendations for a specific campaign. You can also add secondary metrics to your performance plan and choose a specific time range that you want to use for your historical conversion rate. So I had a little fun on Twitter last night, on Twitter Spaces. I think I mentioned this earlier, that if you have a verified account on Twitter and you join a Twitter space, you show up at the top of the listing. It just kind of pushes you up there. So whenever I've joined a Twitter space, especially if it's a small group and especially if it's a group full of younger people, often they'll stop and they'll say, oh, yo, there's like a verified person here. And then they go and they read my bio. And then I thought, what if I were to change my bio and with something just completely fraudulent? So for about 20 minutes last night, my bio claimed that I was the global VP of operations for Twitter. And then I joined these Twitter groups, these Twitter spaces rather. And it was as hilarious as you might think. I recorded audio and then I thought better of myself in terms of playing it, because I don't know the rules in terms of Twitter spaces. But let me just say this, people freaked out when they thought that the global VP of operations of Twitter was invading their space. I actually had to stop because people started tweeting about it, and I didn't want to blow my cover, so. Well, my thanks to those of you who signed up for the premium feed. More of you than our expectations, so thank you very much for that. If you are not familiar with the premium feed, just go to todayindigital.com/premium or tap the link in the episode notes. Also, for the rest of you, yes, we have heard your feedback. 5 p.m. Pacific is too late for you to get this, to get the free feed. So we're going to move some things around in our production schedule to get that to you earlier. We're going to aim for 4 o'clock Pacific for the free feed. That's 7 p.m. Eastern time. Yes, it is a little bit later than it used to be. There's a bunch of sort of technical complexities that are involved with this new system that does kind of push that back. So we are going to aim for 4 o'clock Pacific time. That's 7 Eastern time for the free podcast feed. And thank you so much for the feedback. Please keep it coming, whether you're premium or not. We'd love to hear it. Talk to you tomorrow.